Hello there. Welcome once again to Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimak, and I'm glad to be with you here this afternoon. Today is October the 21st. It's a Wednesday. I'm going to talk about a few different things on the program, and I love the way the Holy Spirit operates, because up until shortly before I started the program, I wasn't really sure what I would talk about today, but the Holy Spirit came through. We're going to talk about some recent comments from Rush Limbaugh, of all people. As you may know, Rush is undergoing treatment for lung cancer. He's been battling cancer for several months, and he announced a couple days ago, on his program that the cancer was, as he put it, heading in the wrong direction. But whether you like Rush or not, and you know, Rush is one of those guys, you either like him or you can't stand him. There's no middle ground when it comes to him. I was reading an article which listed some of what he said. Now, I didn't listen to the show. I was just dependent upon some of what I saw over the news releases. But what he said was just incredible. And what got my attention, it came to me in a compilation of Christian headlines. The quote was that Rush said, "I have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ." And I thought, uh-oh, I got to read this. I really have to read what he had to say. And I'm going to share some of his words with you because I can relate to them so much. And I found what he said to be really inspiring. For those of us who struggle with uncertainty, who struggle with an uncertain future, who struggle with the what ifs that might occur in the future. And I've always been really clear about the fact that I tend to struggle with this as somebody who likes to control my life. Again, that's my tendency. The fear of an unknown future has caused me a lot of grief. And it wasn't until I really did accept Christ as my Lord, as my Savior, and surrender my life to Him. It wasn't until then that I was able to experience peace from a relationship with Him. That does not mean that I feel that peace all the time, because I don't. But for the most part, my walking with the Lord results in tremendous peace. And when I do begin to feel uneasy, then I redirect myself. I realize that's called to be redirected back to Jesus and surrender once again. You know, I surrender throughout the day to Him, because there are many, many occasions for wanting to head off in my own direction throughout the day. Anytime I hear a negative news report or something, I'm looking at my book sales and they're not doing well, or I'm looking at my bank account and it's dwindling. It's very easy for me to want to take that control back from Him, even though I'm relatively powerless. I only have the power that He gives me. But ultimately, my peace comes through my relationship with Christ, and when I surrender to Him, when I recognize that He's in control, then I'm more peaceful. So that's why the words from Rush Limbaugh really, really hit close to home. So I'll share those with you today. I also want to look at the gospel from today's Mass. It's one of it's a message that we are going to be hearing more and more of as we come to the end of the church year. As you know, the church year ends, or as you may not know this, but the church year ends with the 34th Sunday in Ordinary Time, which is the Solemnity of Christ the King. This week, we celebrate the 30th Sunday, believe it or not, in Ordinary Time. So once the church year comes to a conclusion, we begin all over again with a brand new church year and the season of Advent. But one of the things the church will start doing when it comes to the gospel, you're going to be hearing more end times type of readings, and not scary stuff, just a reminder that our time on earth is limited and we need to be prepared. We need to get busy. That is a message that we all need to hear. I consider that good news. You might feel differently, but I really consider that to be good news, because I'm somebody who tends to procrastinate. I tend to put things off. I am so grateful that Jesus is reminding me that my life on earth is going to come to an end, and that I'm called to imitate Him by serving others. That's my call. How have I served him through others today? But I, as somebody who tends to like comfort, I always want to, I mean, I hate to say it, I'm going to look really bad here, but I have this tendency to want to be served, to be comforted. I told you earlier today that I had blood work done, and I had a fast, and the appointment wasn't until 10:15, so I couldn't eat breakfast. Plus, I had to get up early to do EWTN radio this morning, so I was hungry, and I was really sad because I was hungry. And you know, there are people around the world, not even around the world, in my own city, who were hungry every day. And poor Gary is upset because he can't eat for a blood test, which, by the way, everything went great. It was a real smooth test. It was painless, no problem, and I got to eat a nice meal afterwards. But I tend to get bent out of shape when I'm not comfortable. I tend to be somebody who likes to be, you know, in my comfort zone. So this is a struggle for me. So the idea of serving others is not something that has come naturally because I've been a very selfish person for most of my life. Now, marriage and children, that has a way of, you know, getting us on the right direction. But even then, I've been selfish for a number of years. But it's important for me to remember, you may or may not have this problem. If not, that's good. But it's important for all of us to remember, to different degrees, that we are on this earth not to be served, but to serve. Because we're called to imitate Jesus, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, it's possible. You know how that works. But it's challenging, and I think we need to hear that every day. Because especially in this pandemic world that we're in right now, it's very easy to fall into that that trap of let me just do things to dull the pain, let me just feel good. But that's not really why I'm here. That's not at all why I'm here. I'm here to serve in some way. My family members, you, people who read my books, people who listen to me on the radio. I am called to serve in many different ways. And when I do that, the Lord gives me the peace that I'm looking for. It's a real paradox. I have to pick up my cross, do what's sometimes uncomfortable, and yet I'm going to find peace. But it works. As crazy as it sounds, it works. So anyway, we're going to look at the gospel. We're going to look at what Rush Limbaugh has to say. And we're going to let the Holy Spirit tie the two together. Because I'm not really sure how we're going to do this, but I really do hope you can stick around for the entire program because these are both incredibly important messages, and you'll see why as I get into it, okay? You're going to have to trust me. You trust your old buddy Gary? All right. Let's pray now. Let's turn to our Heavenly Father right now. Let's pause. Let's remember we are in His presence. And you know what? That's good. When we are in His presence, we know that we're safe. We know that we're secure. We might have to encounter problems, but He's going to take care of us. So let's exercise this incredible privilege that we have right now and turn to our Father in heaven, our Abba, and ask for what we need. And let's give Him a little praise too, okay? In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for this great privilege of being able to turn to you in prayer. Father, this prayer is an example of our relationship. We speak to one another. You speak to us through scripture, through inspiration, through good spiritual books, and we speak to you. And sometimes we get caught up as to the language that we should use, how long we should pray. But really, there's no wrong way to pray. And I really do believe that, Father, and I know you do too. As long as we're communicating with you. So, Father, we turn to you today with thankful hearts, grateful for the fact that you have given us life. You have created us to be in a relationship with you, to experience the joys of this relationship with you and your Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. The fact that we are alive indicates that you are taking care of all of our needs and have done so from the moment of our conception up until the present time. Father, we recognize your power. We recognize your unconditional love for us. We recognize that you're omnipresent, that you are with us no matter where we go. No matter where we go, you are with us. You're like the air we breathe, Father. You're all around us. So we lift up our needs. We lift up our friends, our family members. We pray for the grace to never offend you by sin. Grant us the grace to be good, to follow your will, to fully surrender our lives to you, Father. Father, I ask for a new and fresh outpouring of your Holy Spirit on all of us this day. Please give me the words that you wish me to speak on this program, and open all of our hearts and all of our minds to hear and be receptive and be willing to put into practice your message for us. Father God, we ask these things in Jesus' mighty and powerful name. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know what? Isn't that amazing? Whether you felt it or not, we just spoke with Almighty God, the creator of the universe. That is incredible. It is really, really, really incredible. Hey, I'm Gary Zimek. This is Following the Truth. Thanks for hanging out with me. Today's Wednesday, October the 21st. If you are a new listener, I really want to welcome you. Thank you for listening to the program. We do this podcast Monday through Friday, 30 minutes each day, free of charge. Obviously, you get that if you're listening to the show. Please spread the word. Let other people know that that I'm here, that we're sitting around the table. We're talking about the Lord. We're trying to look for ways to experience his peace in our lives, and that's entirely possible. That is totally possible. He doesn't want us to worry. He doesn't want us to be stressed out. He doesn't want us to be angry. That's what I try to focus on this program. For more information about my work, including how to get a copy of my new book, Let Go of Anger and Stress, I invite you to visit my website, followingthetruth.com. So I said I'm gonna read a quote from Rush Limbaugh. It's pretty impressive. I think you'll be impressed. I know you'll be impressed with what he said, with his attitude. But I also want to make sure I look at the gospel from today's daily mass. Now I told you at the beginning of the program that I tend to be a procrastinator. I can be a bit of a slacker at times. It's, you know, my nature to be that way. Can be lazy. So I'm really glad that Jesus said what he said to me in the gospel today. And you know, every time we open the Bible, the Lord speaks directly to us. So I have a feeling that some of this message from Jesus in today's gospel might apply to you as well. And as I said at the start, I consider this to be very good news. It, you know, you can look at this two ways, but I consider this to be good news. Let me read it and then we'll just talk about it. This comes from Luke chapter 12, 35 through 38. So it's Luke chapter 12, verses 35 through 38. And these are the words of Jesus. Wait a minute. You know what I just realized? That, and since I didn't do this yesterday, this is pretty cool. I'm going to read, yes, this is yesterday's gospel. Which is pretty interesting. Today's gospel sort of follows up on that. Maybe we'll look at some of that too. Man, I'll tell you what, the Holy Spirit is really leading me in an interesting direction. Yeah, let's do that. Yesterday's gospel was shorter, and it conveys the same message. So this is the gospel from yesterday, Luke chapter 12, verses 35 through 38. It's a good one. Jesus said to his disciples, so that's you and me. We're followers of Jesus. This is the message to us. Gird your loins and light your lamps and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen. I say to you, he will gird himself, have them recline at table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants. So here's what's going on here. Jesus is saying to us, to you and me, be ready. Because one day your life is going to come to an end and you will be judged. What you do, what you say, your actions, what you think really does matter. I need to hear that message. You know, now that I'm over 60, and that's something that just happened this year. It sounds weird to even say that, but I think differently than when I was in my 20s. In my 20s, even though I was a hypochondriac and I did question, you know, I always seemed to be thinking I had some fatal ailment, I still was able to comfort myself with the fact that, well, I'm in my 20s. So chances are I'm not going to die for a long time, statistically speaking. Well, now things are a little different. You know, it's different. I think differently now than I did when I was in my 20s. I'm more aware of my own mortality, and I don't think that's a bad thing. So now I recognize the fact, and even though the same thing held true back then, if it was my time and the Lord called me home, he could have done it in my 20s. He could have done it in my teens if he wanted to. But I'm more aware of it now. And each day when I wake up, and this will tie into what Rush Limbaugh had to say, I realize God has given me a gift. He's given me the gift of a new day. Now, I can either waste it by lounging around and serving myself or having other people serve me, or I can work for him in some way, helping my family, helping others, writing, whatever it is that I do. And, you know, the same thing for you, whatever it is that you do at the office, at church, whatever your responsibilities are, taking care of your family, taking care of a parent, taking care of a child. These are all many ways. If you're a teacher, you know, ministering to your students, we all are called to serve in different ways, but we're all called to serve. God didn't give us a new day to do nothing. He gave us a new day to help spread his kingdom, to be like Jesus in the world. Now when we do that, we're going to be able to experience peace. It's not like it's going to be all misery. When we do that, he gives us his peace, and we also have the knowledge, the reassurance that we are doing what we are supposed to be doing. We need to treat every day as if it's our last, because one day it will be. You know, it's the old Frank Sinatra line. I've used it before, and I really like it. Live every day like it's your last, and one day you'll be right. You know, and that doesn't mean, you know, and I've said before when I've used that line, I don't know where Frank was coming from. Certainly, Jesus doesn't want us just to go out and party and have a good time. But if I treat every day like it's my last, like this is the only day I will ever have, if I knew that I was going to die tomorrow, I would do certain things. I would make it a point to do certain things today. In other words, it's my last chance. I better really love God and love other people today. Because we can deny it all we want, but we know. On my weekly show that will be available on Friday, the Gary Zimek Show. And by the way, you can get that podcast too, wherever you get your other podcasts. I address the readings, the Sunday Mass readings, and that's my message, essentially. You know, we are all called to do something. We are all called to serve. We are all called to spread the good news, and one of these days, it is going to be our last day. So if I treat every day as if it's my last day and ask the Lord, Lord, what can I do for you today? That's exactly what I am called to as a Christian, and I'm going to get rewarded for that. It's not that we gain access to heaven because of our works. We gain access to heaven because of what Christ did on the cross, but our response to the grace that he gives us should be a desire to do good works, to work for him, to be Christ, to be another Christ in the world. So that's the message. Be ready. Be ready. Treat this day as if it's your last. Now, I mentioned initially today's gospel. It's a follow-up. I'm not going to read it because it's a lot longer. But essentially, the message is a continuation. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be sure of this, if the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, He would have not let his house be broken into. You must also be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. And he goes on to say more, but I think you get the point. We don't know when our last day on this earth will be. And sometimes we make the mistake of focusing solely on the second coming. When we hear a verse like, when we hear a gospel passage like that, we focus on the fact that Jesus will come again in glory, and he will judge the entire world, and it'll be the end of the world. And then subliminally, we think, well, it hasn't happened for 2,000 plus years, so it's probably not going to happen for a long period of time. That's the subliminal reaction, I think, to that second coming message. But I think if we look at the end of our life, you know, I'm going to die in a relatively short period of time. And so are you. I mean, even if you're in your 30s, it's relatively short period of time. And we don't know. It could be tomorrow. Boy, I'm really positive today, huh? But it's important for us to have this sense of urgency, because the world is a very dark place right now. The world needs Christ. And Christ needs you to be him to those people around you. Those people, your friends on Facebook, your followers on Twitter, your family members, your coworkers, your fellow students. He needs you to do his work, to bring that light into a dark world. So that's the message. Be ready. You don't know when your last day here will be. Get busy, right? Listen to what, now Rush Limbaugh, talking about his lung cancer diagnosis, basically said that his cancer is terminal. He has a limit. The doctors have given him an estimate of how long his life will be. And you know, no matter how ready you think you are, I'm sure that must shake you up to hear that. And that's kind of what he said. He said, I knew I was going to die. But hearing that, those numbers, that time limit, was scary. Or it's eye-opening. I forget the words he used. But basically, he said his cancer for a while was in remission. Now it's progressing in the wrong direction, I think is what he said. But here's what Rush Limbaugh said, and I want to read this to you. It's not overly long. But what a great outlook this is. And I heard this and I thought, man, I have to share it. So I shared it on Facebook and I want to share it with you. These are the words of Rush Limbaugh talking about the fact that he is aware of his own mortality. He knows the day's coming. But here's what he said. You know, I wake up every day and I thank God that I did. I go to bed every night praying I'm going to wake up. I don't know how many of you do that. Those of you who are not sick, those of you who are not facing something like I am, countless other millions are, but it's a blessing when you wake up. It's a stop everything and thank God moment, he said. Isn't that good? Thanking God for the gift of another day. I've learned to do that. I didn't used to do that, but I do it now. And Rush goes on to say, I thank God that I did wake up. I try to make it the best day I can. No matter what, I don't look too far ahead. I certainly don't look too far back. I try to remain committed to the idea what's supposed to happen will happen when it's meant to. I mentioned at the outset of this, the first day I told you, and listen to this, that I have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. It is of immense value, strength, confidence, and that's why I'm able to remain fully committed to the idea that what is supposed to happen will happen when it's meant to. Isn't that great? He talks about his personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And because of that relationship, he can deal with the uncertainty, with an uncertain future. He doesn't know how many days he has left. And then he goes on, he finishes up by saying, there's some comfort in knowing that some things are not in our hands. Isn't that interesting? For many of us, the fact that the knowledge of things not being in our hands, such as COVID, is very troubling. But he's saying just the opposite. There's some comfort in knowing some things are not in our hands. There's a lot of fear associated with that too, but there is some comfort. It's helpful to be able to trust and to believe in a higher plan. Man, wasn't that good? And I agree with what he's saying. There is something unsettling about the recognition that many things, just about everything in our lives are out of our control. But there's also a freedom there because we realize it's not up to us. We've got a limited area of responsibility. Jesus gave us a day. He's going to be with us. He promised he would never leave us. He sent his Holy Spirit to work in us. And he calls us to love God and love one another. The two greatest commandments. And that's what I talk about on my show this weekend. Love God and love other people. That's what my goal is today. That's what my mission is today. Now, it looks a little different every day, depending on the circumstances, but that's essentially it. How can I love God and love others this day? That's what Jesus did. He loved his Father and he loved others to the point where he died on the cross for them. So I would just urge you to consider this when you wake up tomorrow, if you wake up tomorrow. Thank God for the gift of a new day and pray for the grace to be able to love him and love others. Because the world needs you. Jesus needs you to be his arms and his legs in the world. Okay? I'm going to be praying for you. Hope you enjoyed the show today. I just love being able to speak about this message because it's such a comforting message to me. And I'm so glad to be able to speak it to you. And I thank you for listening to the program. If you have any questions, you can email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Please be aware that I am in need of some extra donations. So if you're able to do that, please go to followingthetruth.com and consider either becoming a monthly sponsor or making a one-time donation. It's really getting a little tight and I could use your help. So I thank you for everything. I will be praying for you. Please pray for me and let's continue to walk together. Let's continue to spread the good news. You know, we can make a difference. You and me, we can make a difference in the world. It really does depend on us. Jesus depends on us to spread his good news. All right? We can change the world. We really can. Have a wonderful day. Go out and share the gospel. Make it a good day. And God willing, I plan to be back here tomorrow. That's the plan. We'll see if the Lord cooperates with that. I hope you'll be able to join me as well. God bless you. Have a great night. Talk to you next time.